Once upon a time, thousands of years ago, animals were not the same as they are now. Except for the lion, the tiger, and the butterflies, they all looked alike. All were more or less the same height, had four legs, and it was difficult to tell which was which. Even if the elephant did weigh more than the hyena, and the hippo more than the gazelle. One day, while all the animals were relaxing in a field, an out-of-breath red dragon came along gasping, "We are in danger! The world is about to come to an end!" "How do you know?" the other animals asked. "I read it in the stars. We must escape." "But where can we go?" they asked him. "To another world," he replied. "I'll take you there. I can fly." Now, very frightened, all the animals climbed onto the dragon's back. With a bored look, the lion said, "I'm not scared of anything, so I think I'll just stay here." The others, however, were fighting to get on the dragon's back. "You're at the back! Don't push!" shouted the crocodile. "Hey, move that paw!" It was just like people today pushing and shoving to get onto an overcrowded train. At last, the dragon cried, "Ready? Off we go!" and started to run for takeoff. His first and second runs weren't fast enough, but on the third try, he finally got off the ground, flapping his wings and waving his tail. "Not so fast!" shouted somebody, while another yelled, "Faster, or we'll end up in the trees!" "I'm doing the best I can," said the dragon. "You lot, keep still!" Because they were frightened, they did everything but keep still, and the poor dragon soon became very tired. He simply could not flap his wings any longer and crashed into a green meadow. All the animals shrieked with terror. Nobody lost their life, but the snake did lose his legs and slithered away through the grass. The rhino bumped his head and grew a horn. All the elephant's teeth fell out, except for two, which became very long. The giraffe sprained his neck, which then grew to a great length. And the hippo rolled about so much he became nearly round, ended up in a pond, and didn't come out. That fall, all the animals changed their appearances to become what we know today, except for the lion. When he saw them, all he said was, "Oh, how funny you all look!"